Welcome, everyone, to How to Start a Podcast Live and the first session of our last day here of live stream programming, this special live stream session on building your audience with David Perez and Sebastian Beltran from audiencecoach.com as they dive into how to increase your audience both in numbers and engagement and inspire them to become dedicated lifelong listeners. For those of you who may be joining us for the first time, How to Start a Podcast Live is a live streamed event with sessions like this one featuring top podcasters and podcasting experts from around the world, together here on our live stream platform, Podbean Live, as we dive into production, promotion, editing, audience growth, live streaming, and more. You can replay any of the panels on the How to Start a Podcast Live podcast channel and download the Podbean app and follow the channel to receive notifications in real time about all of the live streams and replays from the week. Feel free to post any questions for our experts during this session in the chat box of our live stream. We do ask that you keep it on topic for this session. And if you have any questions for the team at Podbean or about the platform, send those by email to support@podbean.com. How to Start a Podcast Live is brought to you by Podbean. We're a podcast hosting and monetizing platform and home to over 500,000 podcasts. And you can easily start a podcast at podbean.com or from our app within minutes. We offer something for every podcaster and show, with options ranging from a free account to multiple show hosting to our enterprise platform for businesses and various podcast creation, monetization, and engagement tools. Head over to podbean.com to start your podcast today. And if you use the code PODNOW, you'll get your first 30 days free. That's PODNOW to get your first 30 days of hosting for free. If you haven't registered yet, you'll want to make sure you do at podcastweek.live/start. That's podcastweek.live/start. And you'll want to do that in the next hour as we've teamed up with our friends at Shure and we'll be giving away a Shure MV7 microphone to one of our registered attendees on our last session of today, live streaming your podcast at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And now we'll hand it off to David and Sebastian to begin. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that nice introduction and for having us in the event. We're really glad to be here. We are Podbean fans. Yes. As podcast producers, we always recommend our clients to work with Podbean. We're ready to get started.
Yeah, really excited to start right now.
So in the introduction, it was mentioned the topic we're going to be talking about, which is how to increase your audience, both in numbers and engagement, and how to inspire them to become lifelong listeners. Because the idea is not just to have somebody listening to what you produce or what you create for one episode or a couple of episodes, but to have them become fans. So ideally, what we're going to do, Sebastian and I, throughout this conversation is to provide some tips, actionable strategies, and mindset shifts for you to focus on how to grow your audience. So as I mentioned a few minutes ago, we have been in the behind the scenes of podcast production, particularly for health and wellness coaches that have had both large and small audiences. So we've been able to identify the strengths and weaknesses people have at the moment of trying to build an audience through podcasting. It's very important to mention here that we are not going to provide any magic formula, which is kind of very common, particularly in social media, like do these three steps and get 20,000 followers overnight. No, it's not like that. Actually, that's one of the mistakes a lot of people make, expecting overnight results with very little effort. That's not how it works in podcasting. It's a matter of enjoying the process. It's not something like you do something and overnight you have a mansion and a Ferrari in the background of your picture and a lot of people following you. It's a long-term process, which is quite enjoyable because it's all about building relationships. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be the core subject here. Podcasting is all about building relationships.
Yes, that is right. And also we want to mention that although we will be talking a little bit about social media, that won't be our focus today because we like to focus on organic growth and not too much on social media as a tool to build your audience, right? So let's get started with what is an audience and how an audience is different from a casual listener. So the main difference lies in the depth and the type of relationship that you have with those listeners. An audience is mostly based on a strong relationship that is based on trust, right? Trust and authority. While a casual listener is, there is little to no relationship, and it's actually more of a transactional relationship. That is to say that you give me a download or you listen to one of my episodes and I give you a couple of tips and tools. So that's mainly the difference. And an audience, a clear definition of an audience is a group of people with similar characteristics, needs and wants that trust you and look for you to learn something or to overcome some issues that they have with your expertise, right? So they know you, they know who you are, they follow you, and there's a deep relationship between you and them, and they expect something from you. They are waiting for you to come every single week with your expertise, with your episodes, with your tips and strategies. On the other hand, we have a casual listener that is the person that listens to one or two of your episodes and then they continue with their lives. And so there is no engagement. There is no like a deep relationship. So it's just a person of a couple of people that benefited from some of your expertise and they never came back.
Mm-hmm.
So with that difference in mind, we want to talk about the audience always goes first.
Yes, but before that, I would like to emphasize, Sebastian, that we want to focus on the first, like not on the casual listener, although like there are going to be a lot of casual listeners that are going to benefit from our content for like one or two or a few episodes. We want to focus on the audience because we want to have them for a longer time. We want them to connect with us and to become fans and to become like kind of friends throughout a long period of time. So I'm looking here for a definition I really liked and I think will illustrate best what we mean for an audience, which is very related to the concept of audience persona. Like if you have, maybe if you're podcasting for businesses, you have the concept of the ideal client or the buyer persona. So you can do the same thing. You can have a buyer persona. So think of your audience as this. Maybe you want to take note here. Your audience, your ideal audience, or your audience persona is going to be the people who will benefit the most from your content, will engage more easily, and will remain engaged for the longest period of time, right? So let me say that again. The ideal audience or the audience persona that you should have or you should define for your podcast should be that who will benefit the most from your content, we'll engage more easily, and we remain engaged for the longest period of time.
That is right. It's a great, great, great definition that kind of sums up that difference. So your audience always goes first, and that is really important. That is, I think, the core of it all. And how, what does this mean? So the thing is that you need to avoid this me-centric perspective that we found tons of times. You don't want to say that you are an expert that can help your audience. You want to prove it. You need to prove that you're an expert. So yes, the idea
show
is
it.
To show it. Don't say it, show it. So the idea is that you stop talking about yourself like I am, I do, I have, and rather start using you. You can have that, maybe you feel these, you can do these. Changing that pronoun from I, me, myself to you and yourself, right? And with that in mind, you also have to have your audience in mind every time you create a piece of content, whether it's a podcast episode or some piece for social media or whatever else you have. And always show up with your audience in mind. Right, you need to commit not only with yourself but with your audience and show up for them, right?
Yes, I would like to refer to a conversation we had with a coach named George Cowell like a few weeks ago. And I would like you to think about podcasting in these terms. He said, creating content is an act of service. Creating content is an act of service. So you are not creating content that is about you or for yourself or for your benefit. It's, you are creating content about what other people need and how you can, or like, yeah, what you can do to serve them better and to help them. So this is very important because it's common. I mean, it's a common mistake, and it's okay that we all pass through that. Like, we've been there, right, Sebastian? We've been there as well. We have a me-centric perspective because we want to talk about the things that we like. We want to talk about things we're interested in, and that's perfectly fine. However, you need to take into account that those listening might not be a reflection, the precise reflection of your own preferences and likes and things you like to talk about. So here is very important to differentiate if you're going to be podcasting as a business, okay, or as a hobby. If it's as a hobby, still you need to focus on your audience. You need to give them what they really care about and what they need. And for your, particularly for your business, this is going to be super essential, super essential. You got to take yourself out of the formula. We've been there, for example, it happens all the time. Like, this is not something that you do once and then you let go. With Sebastian, sometimes we have the discussion, we are creating the podcast. Then I can say, I don't think this topic is relevant. Yes. And then Sebastian comes and tells me, it's not relevant to you, but is it relevant to the audience?
Yes.
Then I have to reframe my thinking because sometimes, quite often actually, stuff that doesn't look like relevant for me is actually very relevant for the audience and connects with a lot of other topics we've discussed. So take that into account, okay? It's everything about your audience. It's an act of service. Even though we like to express ourselves and be ourselves in the show and to showcase probably our personality or knowledge or skills, it has to be oriented towards helping our audience.
Yes, and providing value. Value is the most important here. Always provide value for your audience. Now,
I don't know if you have any questions. If you have any questions, feel free to drop him some questions. Or we can like move forward with the next point.
I think at the end we have some time for answering questions.
Okay. So we can do that at the end. So if you have any questions, like take note and start thinking about that. Yes. Now we're going to get into the meaty part of this, into the juicy part of this, which is not like a magic formula, as I mentioned. It's not going to be anything like a magic solution or something that is, wow, nobody knew about. No. It's something that actually requires a long process and work and attention, but it's quite enjoyable. It's quite enjoyable because it's just like the same situation. You're building a relationship with a human that is near you, like that you have that human contact. Same thing is going to be with your audience. You build relationships through time and through communication. So now the meaty part here is, how do you increase the numbers? How do you increase your podcast downloads? Because like we care about that a lot. How do we increase, Sebastian, our audience in numbers?
Yes, that is right. So numbers are kind of a question we always find. Like, how do I increase my numbers? How do I get more downloads? How do I get numbers? And we understand numbers are a shiny object because that's the only thing that you kind of have to quantify, right? So you try to keep those numbers high so you feel that you're providing some value. But the thing here is that you need to ask yourself, what number is a good number and what do you expect from these numbers? Do you want, for example, a lot of downloads, or you want some leads and conversions if you are having a podcast for your business, right? So you need to define your focus on the numbers.
Or maybe your main objective is not so much the numbers, but to build awareness around a particular topic or to get people to know about something that is maybe relevant or important and not many people know about.
Yeah, so you need to have in mind that objective. And something that when you say lame, I think, said in the chat is that everyone defines success differently, and that is key.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you need to stop comparing yourself with other podcasters, right? Because numbers don't define you, and numbers don't define your success. You're the only person that defines your success and with some goals in mind, right? And also something that is really important and that we faced with our podcast is that the size of your niche has a deep impact here as well, because it's not the same that you're talking to a general audience, for example, with a comedy podcast. Tons of people like to laugh, right? But it's not the same if you focus on... You had an example, right, David? I always...
Oh, I got the perfect example for this thing. So picture this. On one side, you have a podcast where you interview celebrities on a variety of topics. So like the celebrities might be in different areas. I don't know, like they might be actors or scientists or politicians. So like the audience there might be very broad, and also the topics might be very broad. So they're not like the size of your niche is going to be relatively large. Mm-hmm. But now, for example, there is a YouTube channel. I'm just making an example out of the podcasting space that focuses on talking about Frank Herbert's novel Dune. Mm-hmm. He only focuses about these science fiction writers' work. Okay. So of course the audience here is going to be way smaller. Like, he's just focused on this science fiction writer. The audience here is going to be smaller. However, the engagement and the connection these people have is going to be way, way higher than if it were a larger podcast. People are going to devour this content because I devour that content. Nobody else is talking about it. Or if they talk about it, it's just going to be one episode or two. But this guy, he focuses specifically on that very topic. So that's why, even though his audience is rather small in terms of numbers, his engagement is huge.
Yes, that's right. So if you want to have a key idea here is that you don't need to focus on quantity, but rather on quality. Right. Mm-hmm. So of course you need to add some importance to numbers, but it shouldn't be all about the numbers, but about the strength of the relationship.
So in comparison, I think that's a crappy thing we do. Like, it's inevitable that we compare ourselves with others. So if you want to compare yourself in your numbers, like, do not compare yourself to Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. Because like, his audience and his niche and his topic is absolutely different. If you want to compare yourself, you may want to compare yourself to somebody who is podcasting about the very same topic you're podcasting about, or a very similar topic, and who has been in the game for as long as you have been in the game. Because you cannot compare, like, for example, if you are podcasting on nutrition, and you want to compare yourself to another podcaster in nutrition, but the other podcaster has been in the game for probably 10 years and they have published 400, 500 episodes, and you're just in your 10th episode. So there is no point of comparison there. Yes. Focus on yourself. I mean, it's okay. Like, we tend to compare, happens all the time, but focus. You need to focus on what you can do and how you can grow your audience, not just have other people as a reference all the time. So bonjour, c'est la ame.
C'est lame, I think.
Comment on prononce ça? Rather have 100 engaged listeners than 500 casual listeners. Totally agree. You want to keep people. You want to conserve that relationship. And comparison does take all the fun. It does take all the fun out of podcasting. This is a long-term thing. You should make it fun. Just like a relationship, I insist, if a relationship with a person is not something that is nurturing you, but is hurting you, that is stressing you out, that's not a healthy relationship. So it should be something, it should be a process that actually nurtures you. All right, and this connects to the next point, Feel free to drop any comments or questions. By the way, we are like checking here. Sebastian's checking. I am checking as well.
Yes.
And here comes a very important thing, super important. It is long-term mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Growing an audience through podcasting requires a long-term mindset, okay? Do not expect it to yield results similar to, for example, a Facebook ad, okay? Because that's a different type of marketing or a different type of content, okay? It's more transactional. Like you publish something on an ad so people buy or access whatever you're offering on that ad. As soon as the ad stops running, the connection is lost.
Yes.
Here, we want to nurture a relationship for the long term. So focus on the long term. I have two sources to mention here. The first one is Seth Godin. He is a marketing expert. And he mentions that whenever he tries an advertising campaign on any platform or any type of advertising, he uses the platform for at least 6 months. For at least 6 months before deciding if it's worth it or not to continue advertising on that platform. Okay? So we're not speaking about 2 weeks. We're not speaking about 3 weeks. We're speaking about 6 months here. And the other reference we have is Joe Pulizzi, who is a very renowned content marketing expert. We had a conversation with him not long ago. And he says that for you to see results in publishing a podcast or any other kind of content, you need to do at least 12 months of consistent publishing. Okay, consistent publishing. So I'm going to give you some examples right now, okay? Joe Pulizzi says this is a war of attrition. What happens in your experience, Sebastian? I think we've been there so many times with so many podcasters, particularly those who podcast for businesses. After 3 weeks of releasing the show, like the first episode, they are concerned about why they're not getting any leads, mm-hmm. about why they are like nobody's buying their product, about why they are not getting 100,000 downloads. That is short-term thinking, and it's very common because, I mean, it's being instilled by us, like through social media and other platforms. That's fine, but we need to project towards the long term. So what we see sometimes is people start a podcast, and podcasts that make it up to the 10th episode and then disappear mm-hmm. are the majority. They are a majority. Like, they disappear after the 10th episode. Then you have some other shows that make it to the 20th, maybe to the 30th episode, then they disappear because people are not seeing results.
Mm-hmm.
Those who make it, those who have success, are the ones who continue publishing for the longest time. So just that's why Joe Pulizzi calls content production or content marketing or content creation a war of attrition.
Yeah,
I mean the term is kind of harsh. War is kind of a harsh term, but okay, that's the idea. War of attrition, like people are gonna quit, and it's very common. We've seen it as podcast producer, people just drop it after a few episodes, or they are not consistent, or they like show up for a few months and then disappear and then come back. You gotta be consistent for the long term.
That is right. Now, we have something, a rule that we like to use and to recommend to our clients, and that is the 20-80 rule, right?
Yes. Okay, so we're going to transition now from long-term mindset into how much time and effort you should put into creating and promoting your podcast show, okay?
Yes.
So mindset, long-term mindset, is the first key to building an audience. And the second key is going to be how you distribute your creation and promotion, time and effort.
Yes, that is right. So we have the 20-80 rule. So we have 20% of your time should be spent on creating relevant content, 20% on creation. And the other 80% should be focused on promoting your content, right? So you should spend most of your time promoting your episode, making your show known, showing up on different media, because you need to increase your visibility, right? So let's think, for example, of an event. So, let's suppose we are in a live event in presentiality, right? Because, well, now with COVID, it's different. But before COVID, we had those events. So you spend tons of time preparing everything behind the curtain. So you write the perfect speech. You get the food, you get the chairs, you get the table, the coffee, everything, right? But the day of the event, there's barely 3-4 people. Why? Yeah. Because you forgot to promote it. You can have the perfect event, but if no one knows that you are giving that event, no one will show up. So you can have the best podcast ever, but if you don't have visibility, well, no one will listen to you, right? And something that is really important here is that perfectionism kind of gets in the way, right? Because some people, and we face it ourselves and with clients,
yes,
a lot of times, they worry a lot about their episodes. If the sound is perfect, if there is a breathing here, if there is a sound there, if I just have a false start, I have some stutter, and they worry a lot, and they spend 4 to 5 hours making an episode perfect, and they forgot about promotion. So the thing is that I'd rather have an imperfect episode that reaches hundreds of people than a perfect episode that reaches only one person, right? So let me repeat that. I'd rather have an imperfect episode that reaches hundreds of people than a perfect episode that reaches only one person, right? So don't focus a lot on editing and making the perfect episode, but rather on promoting it, getting visibility, showing up on different media.
Totally. We've had experiences like this with some of our clients. They overfocus or try to over edit their episodes. So what should take about like 3 or 4 hours of work ends up taking 12 or maybe more hours of editing, because they want the perfect sound. They want like to remove every single and every single breathing sound, like things that are actually natural to speech. Mm-hmm. So they put so much focus on this that they forget about the key, which is making an impact, spreading a message, promoting the show. So bear in mind that a podcast is a means to an end. Mm-hmm. It's not an end in itself. A podcast is not something that you create just for the sake of it. It's something you create for spreading a message or, I don't know, taking a stand or making a statement or educating somebody. So do not get in the way of spreading that message through over editing. So you gotta be aware of that. And the other thing I was gonna mention about the previous topic Sebastian mentioned about the promotion thing, it is don't make this mistake. We see this a lot with podcasters. Think about this. You start an ice cream business. If you start an ice cream business, you don't go to other ice cream parlors to offer them ice cream. Okay, that will make no sense. You will need to go find the people, I don't know, maybe families in a park who are, I don't know, a dog park, like it's a sunny day, so they feel hot. So maybe they want to eat ice cream. So you need to go find the people who are in the need of that content. I say this because what a lot of podcasters do is they go on Facebook, for example, and they start promoting their podcasts on podcaster groups on Facebook. You're offering ice cream to other ice cream parlors. You should not do that. You should go find your audience. You should go where your audience is and promote it there. So, for example, if you're podcasting about fitness, you should go to fitness groups. Mm-hmm. If you're promoting about nutrition, you should go like to health, weight loss, nutrition groups, places where the people who need this kind of content are gathered. All right? So bear that in mind. So we have a couple of questions, Sebastian, over here. So I don't know if we should address them right now.
We have, or leave them what for do you end? Think is the best promotion strategy? And actually, we are going to talk about that in just a second.
Yes, and, but can I do a spoiler?
Yes, go ahead.
I think that is going to be talked about we're going to mention it briefly, but there is going to be another host, another expert in a moment talking about that, which is being a guest on other shows. Mm-hmm. Being a guest on other shows, leveraging other people's audiences. We're going to mention that in a moment. That's for Hush Hush. But yeah, like spoiler alert, it's being a guest on other people's shows who are in shows that are related to mm-hmm. the content you're creating.
Yeah, that's
right. Bonjour, c'est la mi. Says, I can sometimes get too concerned with editing that I lose sight of the actual episode. Yes, sometimes the trees won't let us see the forest. So keep your audience in mind. This is why we have insisted so much on putting this the audience at the center of everything, not yourself. If you over-edit, if you like over-concentrate on just the editing part, you're going to lose sight, or you're going to lose time and effort that you should be putting onto promoting the podcast episode and getting your message across. All right. So going back a little bit, how to increase your numbers. So first of all, you need to define what a good number is for mm-hmm. your niche. Okay, we already mentioned that. There are different niche sizes depending on what audience and topic you're covering. Then we mentioned you gotta go for a long-term mindset. And then for the 20-80 rule, 20% of your time and effort should be on creation, 80% mm-hmm. on promotion. Next thing is relevant content.
Yes.
Sounds kind of obvious, but sometimes it's not that obvious.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The content should be relevant to your audience. And this is why sometimes you gotta be careful here. A common mistake we hear, very common, it is when we ask them who their audience is, they answer, I am my audience. Mm-hmm. I am my audience. You got to be very careful here because you are not your audience. If you were your audience, you will be in no position to offer them anything new, anything that can contribute to them because you already have it. Okay? So you got to be very careful with that. Now, relevant content. This is, in a nutshell, relevant content means content ideas that connect directly to your audience's needs and wants and goals. This is key so you have a long-lasting follower base, okay? This is where the engagement kicks up, relevant content. And actually, it's very easy to get relevant content. Some people are concerned about where do I ideas, content mm-hmm. ideas for their podcast episodes, or what to talk about in the next episode or in the next season or the next week or whatever. That's actually pretty easy. And we're going to reveal our little secret, but I'm sure a lot of people do it, which is, guess what? Listen. Mm-hmm. Creating content is a listening exercise. You gotta be a great listener. So, two aspects, for example. One, if you're podcasting for a business, there are gonna be common questions, common challenges, friction points, objections your leads or clients or potential clients have that come over and over and over and over again, okay? If you, as a business owner or as an employee, you sit down and you make a list of all these objections and friction points and challenges your clients or leads have, you can easily have at least 20 ideas, mm-hmm. at least 20 ideas for your podcast show. If you're publishing one episode a week, that is already 20 weeks worth of content. That's a lot. Just by listening and writing down what your clients or leads or what people are in your community are telling you. So that's very easy. The other option you use, there are others. Okay, I'm just gonna mention this one and another one for you to use. And this is a more of a general option. It might work if you're working podcasting as a hobbyist or for a business. Is go on social media channels, on YouTube channels, on blogs that create content around similar topics and check the comments and the interactions.
Yes.
You're going to find gold there because all the people are going to be constantly asking questions, or they're going to be complaining, or they're going to be like telling an experience they have, a positive experience, a negative experience, something that worked for them, something that didn't work for them. You're going to have a lot of value there in the comments of these blogs or posts or videos. In like, you can easily filter them, like extract them to a spreadsheet. That's what we do. We create a Google spreadsheet. We make a list and we filter them and we pick the ones that match or skill and expertise. And easily, like, I think probably if we pick 4 or 5 posts, or like if you do this for a month, for example, you can come up with around like 80 to 100 content ideas. No exaggeration. It's very easy because people are constantly giving you feedback through the interactions they have in the comment sections. So, yeah, so those are the two techniques. First of all, just make a list of all the things people tell you in conversations. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is go check the comments on social media. So, for example, if you are on social media marketing, there is a, what's her name? Amy Porterfield. Amy Porterfield, yes. She has a big podcast. So you go on her, social media and you check the comments or the replies or the reactions to her social media posts. There you're going to have dozens of great and relevant, very relevant content ideas. Okay? So that is in terms of how to build engagement. You build engagement, among other things, through relevance.
That is right. So make sure to find an intersection between what you know and what they need. So you can provide the right value, right? And be open to also identify your limitation. This is also an exercise to learn what you don't know, but that your audience needs, because it's not always the same, right? So be open to identify your limitations and increase your knowledge, if you have to, of what they need, right?
Yeah. Like sometimes what you find, like many times, is not going to match your knowledge or your skill set. So you got to filter things to make sure they match your skill set so you can help people that way.
That is right. Okay, now, so we are going to touch on this promotion strategy that we mentioned, leave some comments about it, about leveraging other creators' audiences, right? Because let's be honest, there is no better way to increase organically, because you know, as already mentioned, we are focusing on organic growth. There is no better way to increase your visibility and trust than being a guest on other people's shows. There are tons. I don't have the number here, but there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. I mean, it's very likely that you find some podcasts which share the same topics and the same niche, right? So you need to find them and see if you can be interviewed in those shows, if they receive guests, if you feel like a real expert to talk to them. And here is it's key. I think this is something that we like to stress, and that always remember to offer value to the host and the audience. All right, avoid salesy answers, just focus on helping the people listening out there.
Oh my God, yes. And this is a real pain in the butt because there are sometimes guests, and you don't want to be this guest who is on a show just to promote their book / program / course / product / anything. You don't want to be that guest. You don't want to go there to promote your thing. You're going to have a moment to mention what you have to offer at the very end of the show, but you have to go there, as I mentioned earlier on, as an act of service. You're going to go there to offer as much value as you can. So, and you have to create a great pitch. You have to create a great pitch, work on it, and tune it. We have worked on our pitch. We had to adjust it so many times. And it works wonders. I mean, I think our acceptance rate is around 20%, which is very good. Mm-hmm. So create a pitch that focuses on offering value.
Yes.
Okay. Bonjour, c'est l'ami says, I've heard those types of guests. Yes, they are a pain. If you are a host, like you cringe every time they mention they're like a free link, you cringe because it's not about them. It's about what value you can offer your audience. So I don't know if Ronnie, maybe you can mention in the chat who is the expert who is going to talk about this more in depth, because I think this is the best way you can promote your show and leverage other people's audiences. Now, engagement. Now let's move like from the side of growth to the side of engagement. And the question is similar to what does success mean to you, is what does engagement means to you?
Yes.
There are many, many possibilities. Engagement means that they become part of a community, or they join a Facebook group, or they subscribe to your email list. So engagement is a very subjective thing, and it will depend on what your goals are with the show. Okay? What your goals are with the show. So you gotta be mindful about what you want to offer, and then define engagement in those terms. Because a like, for example, on Instagram might be some sort of engagement. You can have 100 likes, and that might be it. But you can have a single email. You can have a single email of a person telling you, thank you, your podcast episode has helped me change the way I thought about this topic. Mm-hmm. Out of 1,000 downloads, you get that email. That's freaking valuable. That's very valuable.
Yeah.
Okay. And podcasts can certainly have this impact. For example, we have a client who creates content for managing the loss of a child. This is a very tough topic. And I'm sure the replies this podcaster gets on her email are very valuable, because the support she offers, the value she offers is very, very, very deep.
That is right. So another strategy.
Sorry to cut you off, Sebastian. So going back, Josh and Michael from PodMax are talking about the value of guests and guesting in the next session. So stay tuned. Like after this session, you're going to stay tuned to listen to Josh and Michael, because that's going to be crucial for the growth of your audience. Now, sorry to interrupt you, Sebastian, back to you, man.
It's okay. That's important as well. So we already mentioned a little bit about the next strategy that we have to increase your audience engagement, and that is listening to your audience, right? So it's really important that you listen to them and just find the answers and the questions they ask, right? And so we have another thing, and it's that authenticity, that being yourself is key in here. Because I have this quote that I found, and it's that progress ends where comparison starts, right? So progress ends where comparison starts. When you start to compare yourself with other people, you get stuck, but on other people's objectives, ideas, plans, world, thoughts, whatever. So you stop thinking about yourself and start thinking on them, and that's where progress stops. So always be true to yourself, your own strengths and limitations, and use that in your favor. Because when you are honest and you are authentic, your audience will feel identified with you and will trust you. You've listened to this concept of vulnerability, right? You need to be vulnerable so people accept you. It's almost the same thing. Be human. Stop thinking about numbers. Stop thinking about statistics. Think about the relationships. Think of your audience, for example, as a friend. You need to be authentic to your friends so they can become your friends.
Yes. Right? It's not a transactional it's not a transaction. It's a relationship.
It's a relationship. And also, when you're authentic and vulnerable, you need to be open to accept that not everyone will resonate with you, right? Because you're not I forgot how to say that saying. Do you remember? In Spanish, we have that you are not everyone's cup of tea. I think it was.
Yes, everyone's cup of tea. Yeah, that's the term.
That is right. So
yeah,
you need to be open that your content would not everyone would like your content, right? But the ones that do like your content, if you're authentic, will firmly trust you and be with you along the journey. And that's what we want, right? You need to be close to the people that like you, then accept you, and not worrying so much about the people that don't like you or don't follow your content so much, right? And this leads us to something that is really important, is that how to inspire your audience and become dedicated lifelong listeners, right?
Yes. Okay, this is like to wrap up. This is the closure of our intervention today is how do you inspire your audience to become dedicated lifelong listeners? So like going back real quick, we have mentioned for growing your audience and growing your engagement, you need to define what the right numbers are for your show and how much they mean, how much weight they have between like the numbers and the relationships. Okay. We also mentioned having a long-term mindset because podcasting is a long-term game. We talked about the 20-80 rule. You should spend 20% of your time and efforts in creating the podcast and 80% of your time and effort in promoting it. Your content has to be relevant. It has to be very relevant to your audience, not to you, to your audience. The other point we mentioned is you got to leverage other creators' audiences, other podcasters' audiences. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Josh and Michael from PodMax, who are going to be talking about that in a next session. So stay tuned. Then engagement, increasing engagement. You need to define, make sure like what engagement means for you. What is engagement? People reacting to by sending an email, subscribing to your email list, buying a product. I don't know. What is engagement to you? You need to define it. You got to listen to your audience. You got to be yourself. You got to be yourself. Like if you sound robotic or like pre-cooked and you sound like everybody else, it's very hard that people are going to resonate with you. And now, and to wrap this up, two or three elements to help your audience to become lifelong listeners. First is you gotta be consistent. Yes, you gotta be consistent. By consistent, I mean you gotta show up same day, same time, every week. We recommend that you publish a new podcast episode at least once a week. I think that is a good frequency. Like twice a month might be good, but might not be ideal. Yes. Once a month, not recommendable. Maybe. I think once a week is the best frequency you can go with, and you should be publishing every single week, same day, same time. That way, people are going to be looking forward to your content. Think of it as a TV show. Mm-hmm. You're looking forward to that TV show every Friday evening or every Tuesday evening. New episode of the new season, so you're like, you know what to expect, and you're gonna freaking hate it the day that you sit there 10 p.m. you turn the channel on and the TV show is not going live because they have something else on. You feel disappointed and you feel deceived, okay, because that relationship that had been built throughout several seasons was interrupted, was lost. So consistency is key. Just like building a human relationship, like always think in terms of building relationships. It's not nice that you have a connection with a person, then that person fades away, disappears for a few months, then come back to you as if nothing had ever happened. Like you can be a friend or it can be a relative or it can be, I don't know. It's just the same thing. You gotta be very, very consistent.
That is right. And something here that would help you, we believe, to be consistent is to make a commitment, but not only with yourself, right? Not commit with yourself to show up, but commit with your audience, right? So think of how many people will solve a problem, overcome a struggle, if you stop showing up for them. Commit with your audience will help you to be consistent.
Alrighty, so I think that's a wrap, Mr. Bertrand. If there are any questions, doubts, concerns, or things you would like to know more about, we'll be more than glad to listen. Or I don't know if Ronnie or any of the hosting team has any.
Yes, hello. Yes. Hello. Thank you guys so much. This has been just a phenomenal session. And just to kind of wrap up where you guys were, I just want to go over those tools again and the strategy because it's been so interesting. So I think some of the really great insights and strategies that you guys have had are the 80-20 or the 20-80 rule, 20% content, 80% promoting that content, which has been really interesting. Because I think a lot of podcasters are excited about the medium and the story and, you know, editing and really creating that amazing piece of audio. But in terms of building your audience, absolutely.
Yeah,
I think that's a really great rule or guideline for a lot of podcasters that are looking into audience growth. And then also on top of that, I loved that you guys talked about redefining what success looks like for your podcast and for your niche. Because I think, you know, we all, you know, see people who get millions of downloads and we think, oh, you know, and I think many people who start a podcast think, okay, it's week one, you know, where are my millions of listeners? And so I think it is a process and honoring that process and really, you know, being able to work with that is so important. And I thought that was just really phenomenal and fascinating. And guests and guesting for everyone listening, that will be our next session. So that'll be starting in 8 minutes, but we usually start a couple minutes before the hour. So as soon as we wrap this one up, we'll hop on the next live stream. So if you're on the channel, follow that one. And I love that you guys touched on that a little bit as well. Both the value of, you know, coming on and being in service, right? And really being in service of someone else's show and also our community of podcasters, right? What's great about that is that, you know, when we all come together and we don't make it about, you know, selling a course or, you know, listen to my show or have you seen my link, right? It really allows people to engage with us on a more personal level and to really connect with us or with the guest, if we're the listener, right? Or to connect with the guest and really hear kind of what they're all about. So I thought those were just phenomenal. And for everyone else, if you have any takes or any perspectives or strategies that you love from the session, drop them in the chats. You guys are so knowledgeable and it's been really lovely to have you here on the session with us. And thank you both for joining us from Colombia. We do have, it's been great to connect with everyone from around the world on Podbean Live for this event. So we're so grateful that you guys could join us. And for everyone who joined late or, you know, joined the session and wants to have a listen again, because I mean, I think we're all just going to have to go back and, you know, make sure we implement all those strategies. The episode will be live on the channel as a podcast episode soon. So I'm going to read the brief outro. Any moments or did you want to say goodbye to everyone, Sebastian and David?
Yes, of course. We want to thank you a lot for allowing us to be here with you today. Our audience today is listening to us. We're glad to share all these strategies, and I hope you start building those audiences right now.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been really, really a real joy for us to be part of this event. We were looking forward to it. And we were a little bit nervous because we were used to editing, not to being live, but it was a great experience. And as you mentioned, remember, podcasting is a means to an end. So don't over focus on editing in this. Like, focus on the message you want to spread and the impact you want to create. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you both so much. It's been really fun. And Josh from our next session has just joined. So hi, Josh. We're going to start in a second. I'm going to read our brief outro, and then we'll jump on our next live stream. So thank you, everyone, for joining us for this live stream, Building Your Audience with David Perez and Sebastian Beltran from audiencecoach.com. If you joined late or want to have another listen to these amazing podcasters and experts, you can replay this panel on the How to Start a Podcast live channel. For those of you who may be joining us for the first time, How to Start a Podcast Live is a live streamed event with sessions just like this one, featuring top podcasters and podcasting experts from around the world together here on our live stream platform, Podbean Live, as we dive into production, promotion, editing, audience growth, live streaming, and more. You can replay any of the panels on the How to Start a Podcast Live podcast channel and download the Podbean app and follow the channel to receive notifications in real time about all of the live streams and replays from the week. How to Start a Podcast Live is brought to you by Podbean. We're a podcast hosting and monetizing platform and home to over 500,000 podcasts. And you can easily start a podcast at podbean.com or from our app within minutes. We offer something for every podcaster and show, with options ranging from a free account to multiple show hosting to our enterprise platform for businesses and various podcast creation, monetization, and engagement tools. Head over to podbean.com to start your podcast today. And if you use the code PODNOW, you'll get your first 30 days free. That's PODNOW to get your first 30 days of hosting for free. Stay tuned for our next sessions on the value of guests and guesting, which is coming up right now. So just stay on this channel and the next live stream will pop up. And then at 5 p.m., we've got live streaming your podcast with our team here at Podbean, where we're giving away the Shure MV7 mic. We'll see you all there for our next session, the values of guests and guesting with the PodMax team in just a minute.